Next item, 1322. 1322 was pulled off of the consent agenda, and we'll take it up right now.
1322, amend relocation policy to allow relocation assistance for executive and hard-to-fill positions in a lump sum of up to $10,000 and utilize the approved relocation vendor to enhance the onboarding experience and maximize utilization of funds.
So Commissioner Fritz had requested that this item be pulled. I'll turn it over to her. Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. I believe the Bureau of Human Resources has an amendment to the title to reflect what's actually in the policy.
Very good.
Yes.
Good morning. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. For the record, I'm Ashley Grundy, Workforce Recruitment and Training Manager for the City of Portland. Per Commissioner Fritz's comment, we are amending the title to amend the relocation policy to allow relocation assistance in a lump sum of up to $10,000 and utilize the approved relocation vendor to enhance the onboarding experience and maximize utilization of funds. Ultimately, what we're seeking is to increase the relocation maximum from $5,000 to $10,000, implement the utilization of the approved relocation vendor, and provide a lump sum to the relocation vendor to organize relocation for new hires.
So I move the amendment to delete the words for executive and hard-to-fill positions.
We have a motion.
So just to be clear, this amendment is designed to make this benefit available to more employees than simply bureau directors and senior executives. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Which is the current policy.
Right.
So it's to keep the current policy.
I'll second then.
We have a motion and we have a second. Any further discussion on the amendment? Please call the roll on the amendment.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment is adopted. Clarification from legal counsel, I assume at this point I would move it to second reading as amended. Is that correct?
That is correct.
But now that we've amended it, it has to go to the next reading, does it not? Or am
no.
I?
No, no. Oh, it can be voted
I'm sorry,
on.
I misunderstood the question. Yes, you may vote on it.
Very good. Call the roll. Thank you for the clarification.
Public testimony. Whoa. Public testimony.
I'm sorry. Public testimony on the amendment. Thank you.
I didn't have a sign-up sheet, so.
Who would like to testify on the amendment? Mr. Walsh, come on up. Come on up, sir. Come on up, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. We're not sure about this amendment. Would someone please explain it to us?
It means that it's not limited only to the executive and hard to fill positions. It's any if the commissioner in charge and the bureau director believe that. It's necessary to pay relocation costs for any employee who's moving from elsewhere to here. That's what it does, because it was and the which is the current practice.
Okay, the amendment makes it more palatable because you're not excluding it to the upper rungs of executives, and you're including the employees, which is kind of nice. So if, for instance, Commissioner, you wanted to hire somebody in New York and they couldn't afford to fly out here, you would reimburse them.
The way it works, is it okay if we have a back and forth?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Let me ask this question. Is there anything in the ordinance or the amendment that answers the question, what happens when this person gets here? And you decide what?
No,
you decide yes or no?
No, this isn't for the job interview. That's a different process. This is when the job has been accepted, the person is moving here, and the human resources will actually provide it's not even a reimbursement.
So we will. You're going to hire this person.
We've hired the person. We've got a signed agreement. They're moving here, and we will now have a company that will move their stuff for them.
So kind of like when I was in the federal service, that's what they did in the federal service. If they transferred us, they would pay the expenses.
Correct.
So we're finally into the 19th century as far as the city of Portland, when everybody else was in it a long time ago.
And this is a clarification, too, that it's for the non-represented. The people who are in unions have the rules that are in their contracts. So this is for the non-represented staff.
Okay, these are all the questions that were asked about this. We were a bit confused exactly what you were doing, and your amendment even confused it more, even though it made it better. And we like that. If you're going to hire employees and bring them out here, and moving expenses, we like that. We don't like it if it's exclusion of executives. And we're a little bit nervous about that, but we like your amendment. So we fully, the way it is being presented, that we would endorse this as a good idea. And let's see how this works. You might want to revisit it down the line someplace and see how it's working and maybe tweak it. The federal government has been doing this for about 100 years. I mean, this is not new stuff. So you could just mimic what they do. I mean, I moved around in civil service, I think, 3 times. To Hawaii and back and stuff like that. So it's not unusual, and it's a good idea. So congratulations on this item.
Thank you. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, I'll go. I'm totally against this. I believe that the city of Portland should look within the city of Portland for people to lead bureaus and work. I don't think we should be looking at in other areas and paying $10,000 for people to or giving them $10,000 for moving expenses to move. Also, the other issue I have is it's per person. Well, what if the city hires a married couple? That's $20,000 right there.
Thank you.
We need to look at hiring within the city of Portland. I'm sure for every position the city of Portland has, there's someone in the city of Portland qualified to work that position. I mean, Portland's huge. And the outlying areas, they have a lot of people that are qualified. There's no reason to pay someone moving wages if they're from Oregon City. And you got, like I said, you got Hillsborough, Oregon City, Vancouver, places like that. There's more than enough qualified people to do anything in the city of Portland. We don't need to go New York, Chicago, Cleveland. We don't need to bring more people into the city. We have a housing problem. You know, what are you going to do, throw Portlanders out on the street so you can bring someone in from another area? That's not cool at all. More and more Portlanders are being misplaced. They're winding up on the streets because we got people from other states that are buying up the stuff, buying up the properties, and building stuff up. And to hire someone from California or New York or Florida to come here and do a job that someone from the city of Portland can do is ridiculous. And that's what I have to say about that.
Very good. Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, Charles Bridgecrane Johnson. Maybe I should say Charles Bridgecrane Johnson 2.0 or something like that. But generally good. As Mr. Walsh noted, it's a standard practice. I think that for a government that's trying to be, supposedly trying to be transparent and maximize disclosure, it's weird that we would have a process where we determine an approved vendor and then we're scared to say their name. I understand, like, in the legalese of the language, maybe the vendor could be changed during the term, but it's interesting that we have an approved vendor who's going to channel these $10,000 amounts, but we don't want to say who approved vendor is. You think they would actually ask us to say their name as part of their agreement or reduce their price if we said it so that they could be recognized as the premier relocation services vendor for Portland. The other thing that I thought was a little weak is the mandatory budget disclosure page, which is down there around 7 or 8 of the PDF. for the impact statement. You know, it talks that the amount could vary from $7,500 to $10,000. But the bigger picture is when us as citizens in the media get all contentious about whether Ted Wheeler is having an awesome term as mayor or a terrible term as mayor, one of the issues that comes up is the ability to fill positions. And to analyze the budget impact of this, we really need to extrapolate how many, ideally, if we filled every position, how many people come in. So what's the maximum number of $10,000 moving reimbursements we might be exposed to? And, of course, just the general number. You know, we can look through the Oregonian past issues and find people complaining, but we shouldn't be hiding that. We should just say that in today's competitive low unemployment market, the city is eagerly seeking to fill X number of positions. If we gave every one of those people $10,000, it would total out to such and such. You don't have to do that to pass this so that we can fill these positions, but I think it would have been reaching the highest bar of public disclosure and good governance. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you. Okay. Any further testimony? Very good. Please call the roll.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted as amended.